Well, hi, Josh. Thank you so much for the time to talk. First of all, you are such a very gifted photographer. Your work is stunning, and I can't wait for people to actually see it. It's beautiful.
Thank you so much.
So what sparked the idea to empower young people in the Chicago area and for you to start the Tween Esteem Project?
It's kind of a long story, but I'll cliff notes it for you. I'm a parent of teens. And what I noticed during the pandemic especially is how reliant they had become on social media, and then just how over and over and over social media just hit them over the head with unrealistic body image things. It's a wild west of bullying and unchecked remarks. And I could see how it was affecting them. And then at the same time, in my photo business, I had a young girl come in, and I was talking to her godmother, and she was telling me about how, you know, she's really been struggling with self-esteem and, you know, with just confidence issues at school. So it really started to weigh on me where, you know, as a business, I can't just be giving away free work, right? But it really weighed on me, how can I offer this to people in a better way? And a friend of ours said to really look for sponsorships. So I started talking to a fundraiser friend of ours, just saying, how do I do that? How do I approach companies? And he said, you're making it way too difficult. You should just start a nonprofit. And with that, we did. And, you know, our goal is to just really raise these teens and tweens' self-confidence through the art of portrait photography, which it doesn't seem like, I don't know, a big issue with kids, but it really is. And when they see their images, you know, in print and just in a way that they've never seen before, you get to see the change from the beginning of the photo shoot to the end of the photo shoot. They're different kids who come in versus when they leave. And it's just amazing to see.
I'm glad you brought up the photo shoot. So what's the first thing you notice about them once they're all set up and ready for the shoot?
Well, first of all, they come in and they get their makeup done if they choose. And that is where the transition kind of starts to happen. Most of these teens have never had that done. You know, most of their parents have never had that done. And when they get to just feel pampered and a real celebrity experience, it really starts to get their confidence up and just their excitement going. And then after the makeup ends and they roll into the photo shoot, honestly, it's night and day. It sounds like I'm exaggerating, but I promise I'm not. It is a different kid. For when they walk in, they're whispering, you know, it's nice to meet you, you know, that kind of, they're very polite. But by the end, they are just dancing. We have their favorite music playing, you know, they're no different than my adult clients who come in and, you know, they feel awkward at first and they don't know how to pose. And, you know, I'm a professional photographer, so I kind of guide them through that, and they find out it's really not as hard as they think. They honestly walk out feeling just like the celebrities that they see on the cover of magazines. It's the same shoot.
Your wife also has a hand in this, right? Would you share more about working alongside her?
Absolutely. So she's the real engine of this. You know, I'm one of the arms that kind of helps out, but she is really the backbone of the Tween Esteem Project. So I talked a lot about the photo shoots. 2023 was our first year doing Tween Esteem. It was basically you sign up, you do a photo shoot. We have a gallery show. That's the program. But Danielle really sparked the idea, and we've rolled with it now, which is these kids meet every month for a program. We met at the Opera House, the Lyric Opera House, and the kids got to watch Cinderella, the opera. They met with the CEO of the Lyric Opera House. We had lunch. It was a nice big event, and they're going to go get facials done. And it's a fun little program that will last them 6 months. It's a 6-month program. Instead of just coming in, getting a photo shoot, boosting your confidence, we wanted to, you know, have a program where they can learn the tools to keep their confidence up all lifetime long, really. And it still ends with a big photo shoot. But Danielle really runs the day-to-day. She talks to all the kids and their parents. She organizes all the events that we do. We have a great board of directors and advisory board that helps out as well. But Danielle really is the crux of this whole thing.
It sounds like it's grown a lot and changed a lot since you first started.
Yeah, you know, like anything else, you learn as you go. And we learned a lot of lessons that first year. And now we're changing some stuff to make the program better. And next year, it might even look a little different from things we learned this year.
What ages then do you work with?
The ages are 11 to 17 in the Chicago area.
Now, you talked about you having teenagers in the house. Beyond that, why do you think this is your passion?
Well, outside of just photography being my passion, Danielle and I have, like I said, have seen this firsthand. And we've experienced it firsthand. I mean, you have no idea how many parents have come up to me and said, I wish I had something like this when I was a teenager, because it went unchecked for so long. Just recently now, we're starting to be more, you know, aware of struggles of teens and tweens and, you know, self-esteem issues and things like that, that, you know, when I was a teen, really, it wasn't even talked about, right? If you're sad, get over it. You know, if you know you're lonely, too bad. And then also just from a social media standpoint, I wasn't bullied in particular, but the kids who were bullied when I was young, they'd get bullied at school. Then at 3 o'clock, they'd go home and they'd get, you know, whatever, 12 hours of break before they're being bullied again. Now kids are being bullied 24 hours a day. I mean, it's just nonstop. And so if you have any seed of self-esteem issue, it's just pounded on in social media nonstop. And so this is a way for kids to feel proud of themselves. One girl in particular, it was actually the first girl that came in after the program. She was shy and, you know, low confidence at school. And then she started running for school office, and she's just a different person at school. And I still get texts from her godmother saying, you know, if you think she's over this, you're wrong. And that was 2 years ago that we started with her. So, you know, it's a seed that gets planted in these kids, and then it just starts to bloom on their own. I mean, they get all the credit. We did very little. We just kind of guided them in the right direction, and they just blossomed.
I think people listening might not know what a big deal you are in photography. So would you share a little bit of your journey to becoming a photographer?
Sure. I'm not that big of a deal in photography, but I've been into photography almost my whole life, since high school. I took a different direction and I went into graphic design for a lot of my life, but I've came back to making photography my prime goal. And I'm a portrait photographer who shoots in the style of, say, a Vanity Fair and Vogue magazine. And just being able to give these teens the same exact experience that I would with Taylor Swift walk through the door, after all the screaming, of course. But if she walked through the door and, you know, went through a photo session with me, it's the exact same thing that these teens get. So they're really treated, you know, not as quiet teen who's having issues with their self-esteem. They're treated as a celebrity.
Would you share a favorite story of someone who's gone through your program?
Sure. I'll only share their name because we've talked about them on the news and stuff. But a teen named Mads came in. And again, they were very quiet, very respectful. But as we started going through the photo shoot, really started to open up. And we were talking about a lot of things. And it turned out our fencer, which I knew nothing about. And they really opened my eyes to the world of fencing. And just recently, they were competing for Junior Olympics. She didn't do very well in the tournament, but had such confidence that they walked up and started talking to all the college tables. And their mom said, never would have done that before. You know, it's great to hear those things. You know, you're kind of making a difference.
What would you consider to be authentic beauty?
Wow, you're hitting me with the hard questions. Okay. Well, what I consider authentic beauty to be is, and it's going to sound really generic, I know, but or cliche, but it's who you are. There's nothing like when kids come in and they are very quiet and everything, they're amazing. I don't take that away from them. But when I get to see them open up a little bit, that's when I can really see their beauty come out and they're, you know, who they are at home when no one's around and all the social anxiety is taken away. That's when you really get to see the true beauty of the teens. I can't stress this enough that I get to meet two different kids. I get to meet the one that comes in. I get to meet the one that leaves. And it's really, really cool to see. And I think when you look at the portraits, you can see the confidence coming out in their faces and really making their beauty shine.
How can people support what you do then?
Well, you can go to our website, which is tweenesteem.org. And we're not taking any applications because the current class is already set and we're already moving through it. But you can sign up for our newsletter, mailing list, I guess. And that will keep you abreast of all the time so that when we launch the new group and we ask for applications. And then we're also obviously always looking for donors. We're a completely donor-funded organization. And you can do that all right on our website.
Josh, thank you so much for sharing what you do and for doing what you do. Love it.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.